I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Apple reveals its Vision Pro mixed reality headset. Reddit communities are going dark to protest changes that would hurt third-party apps. And Apple finally announces the 15-inch MacBook Air. This is your Daily Tech Briefing, the morning edition. It's Tuesday, June 6th. From Engadget, I'm Matt Smith. Strap in, it's an Apple-heavy edition. After years of speculation, at its WWDC keynote yesterday, Apple revealed almost everything about its first spatial computing headset, the Vision Pro. In typical Apple style, it looks almost completely different to existing headsets. It's a standalone headset, well, with a battery pack, that forgoes the need for controllers. Instead, through external and internal sensors and cameras, you use the Vision Pro with voice inputs and hand and eye gestures. You can finger pinch to select things and use pinch slide motions for scrolling. Unlike the Meta Quest series, you can even make those hand gestures comfortably on your lap. You don't have to hold your hands up dramatically like a Minority Report cosplayer. The most unusual twist might be eyesight. This feature uses the curved display on the headset's exterior to show the user's eyes and reactions when they're using the device. Apple's also made a new OS, Vision OS, for this new kind of product, which feels like a cross between iOS and macOS, powered by a new R1 chip and an M2 processor. You can read our full impressions testing out the headset over at Engadget.com, but expect to wait and save up for one. The Vision Pro will be $3,499 and it won't be available until early 2024. Countries outside the US will also have to wait longer still. Another highlight from WWDC is a new MacBook Air. Extremely similar to the redesigned 13-inch version announced last year, this one's just a bit bigger. The 15-inch MacBook Air marks the first time Apple has released a laptop with a screen this size that isn't part of a Pro lineup of devices, stretching all the way back to the PowerBook era of Apple laptops. It has the same M2 chip as the smaller model, but Apple hasn't said exactly what the resolution of the 15-inch MacBook Air display is, although it doesn't have ProMotion adaptive refresh rates. This one tops out at 60 Hz. Apple says the new MacBook Air should offer 18 hours of battery life and is only roughly 3.3 pounds in weight. The laptop starts at $1,299 and is available to pre-order now. Reddit's potential threat to third-party apps is prompting a high-profile protest. Dozens of subreddits, including major ones like EarthPorn, LifeProTips, Reaction GIFs, and Videos, has declared that they're going dark, that is, private, starting June 12th in response to an API pricing increase they believe will shut out third-party clients. Some will resume access after 48 hours, but others will permanently isolate themselves until Reddit addresses their concerns. Christian Selig, the creator of popular client Apollo, says the API pricing would cost him $20 million per year. The developers of other apps, such as Narwhale and Reddit Is Fun, have also warned that they can't afford the new prices and will likely shut down soon as a result. Moderators are also concerned because these third-party apps often include customizations and other features that help keep subreddits in check. And that's your Tuesday morning tech briefing. Catch up on all the big stories from WWDC and everywhere else over at Engadget.com. Thanks once again for listening. We're taking a little break as I jet off to LA, but we'll be back in a couple of weeks. In the meantime, make sure to check out the weekly Engadget podcast, which will be Apple heavy as well this week. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Matt, for keeping tabs on our daily news. If you want a longer discussion about some big weekly topics, check out the Engadget podcast with me, senior editor Devendra Hardwar, and our reviews editor, Sherilyn Lowe.
Yeah, you can get us on basically anything that gets podcasts, including Spotify. Just search for the Engadget podcast.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.